Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us from Africa, out of Africa, Peter Hammond, Frontline Ministries. He has a ministry that extends all over the African continent into Eastern Europe. And Peter certainly sends teams out. He has teams in the Congo now. He's risked his life many times going into the Nuba Mountains there in the southern Sudan, where the genocide, the Christian genocide of about 202 million people was carried out, about 2 million people over a period of 10, 15 years of war there, never mentioned by the controlled media, any more than the fact that the Tutsis who were slaughtered in Rwanda, they were 800,000 to a million, they were all Christians. You see, they never mentioned the Christian genocide. Isn't that interesting? We only mentioned other genocides. Well, with that as a background, Peter Hammond, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Always a blessing to be on your program.
Well, let's talk a little bit about perhaps what's going on in Rwanda today, because this is something very close to your heart and to mine as well. This was really a wonderful, prosperous country until it was betrayed by the American State Department that insisted on bringing a Marxist thug to power who was trained in communist China. Why would we do something that stupid unintentionally? Pick up the story and tell us about Rhodesia today.
Yes, well, you know, Dr. Stan, they say if you make a mistake, you're just human. We all make mistakes. If we make the same mistake twice, then we're actually stupid. And if we keep making the same mistake repeatedly, then we've got a hidden agenda. And I think that's the way we see it, because Rhodesia was never beaten by its enemies. Never. We never lost a skirmish. We never lost a battle. Rhodesia was betrayed by its friends. Now, Rhodesia, remember, was the ally of America. It was America's ally in the First and the Second World War and the Korean War. Rhodesia was a pro-Western Christian civilization with a tremendously high standard of civilization and law and order. It had the lowest crime rate and one of the lowest unemployment rates in the world, and it was decreasing. But the country was the kind of country, I had the privilege of growing up there, where there was, we didn't need keys, we didn't lock doors, we didn't even need to take the key out of the ignition of the car downtown on Saturday morning, because it was a country where there was respect for life and for property.
And this was both black and white, and there really, blacks could vote. You know, there was a limited franchise. If you owned property or you had education, you could vote. So everybody was had to go by the same rules.
That's correct. They've tried to portray Rhodesia as a white racist regime, but it never was a racist regime. And race was not a factor in your qualification for the franchise. You could get the vote by earning property or having educational qualification, and anyone of any race who met those criteria could register. And the goal was to have responsible government as people advanced, and this is, of course, how Britain worked in the 19th century when they still had a qualified franchise.
Right.
But Rhodesia was betrayed. Now it's in the hands of a Marxist thug, a dictator, who is slaughtering his own people, blowing up radio stations that disagree with him, blowing up newspaper stations. That's literally happened, and even assaulting not only journalists but judges in the courts, even threatening the Supreme Court justice himself for disagreeing with the president. So Zimbabwe is a lawless state now. It's going through national suicide and state-sponsored terrorism, and the horrible thing is that they're there because the Western governments put them there.
And of course, I think people have to understand that the 12 million Rhodesians, close to 5 million have fled now, all throughout the rest of Africa and in other countries. Isn't it wonderful? We brought freedom to Rhodesia. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our special guest this afternoon is Peter Hammond, who is with Frontline Ministries, and of course they operate all throughout Africa and in Eastern Europe as well. And Peter's visiting us. He'll be flying back to South Africa tomorrow, but he, of course, this is the fourth interview we've done with him. And we were just talking about the tragedy of what's going on in Rhodesia today. Once a peaceful, multiracial society where blacks and whites lived together peacefully, and to us the living standards of all were doing well. And then, of course, the American State Department intervened, intent upon bringing a Marxist dictatorship into power, which they did. But tell us, didn't Henry Kissinger guarantee that the rights of the people and the rights of private property and the rights of law would be guaranteed by the American government? And didn't he speak with the authority of the American government to the Rhodesian people and promise them that they had nothing to worry about if they transferred power to this thug trained in communist China named Mugabe?
Dr. Stan, unfortunately that's right. You're exactly spot on there, because I was in Rhodesia, I heard it, I saw it with right there on national television. We had Henry Kissinger, the Secretary of State of the USA, come on national TV, look straight into the camera, therefore it felt like he's looking into our eyes. And he said, you have nothing to fear for your future. The United States government will guarantee your property, your lives, your the rule of law. You will not suffer a lowering of living standards or fear for your persons or your property, because the United States government will guarantee, if you will just accept the U.S.-sponsored peace plan, if you will accept the peace plan that the Western governments led by the U.S. State Department and the British Foreign Office are offering you, then we will guarantee, the United States government will guarantee your farms. And in many different words, he reiterated to us and convinced, I'm sorry to say, the majority of us that, well, you know, we could trust the voice, the word of America, surely. Our allies in the First and the Second World War, the American government would protect us. And so many Rhodesians were persuaded to trust the U.S. State Department's promise and their peace plan, and handed over power to the British governor as they wished, and the British governor handed over power to this Marxist thug, this communist Chinese-trained Robert Mugabe, who has turned the country into a communist dictatorship, a hellhole. Zimbabwe is so bad that 5 million out of its 12 million population have fled the country. I mean, can you imagine, even East Germany, which was pretty bad, had only 3 million people flee from a population of 16 million over the years. 3 million East Germans voted with their feet against the workers' paradise.
Hold that thought, right? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Peter was telling us that certainly in the workers' paradise of East Germany, why 3 of the 60 million people who lived there fled to the West. But in Rhodesia, where we have brought this communist government to power, and of course we're never our attention is not focused on that in America. Oh no, we've got to think about Lacey Peterson and Scott Peterson and of course Michael Jackson and all of these issues, but we're never talking about really the slaughter that's taking place, the famine, the people who are dying, the fact that 5 million of the 12 million Rhodesians have fled for their lives. So certainly the things must be terrible if almost half the population has left their homes and left everything to go out with nothing but, you know, the clothes on their back, trying to get away from it. Is famine prevalent? Is famine spreading across Rhodesia today?
Oh, Dr. Stan, yes, absolutely. We've got to smuggle food in to keep some of our Christian brothers and sisters alive in there. And it's illegal to take in food aid into the starving country because the government of Zimbabwe insists by law that only the ruling party, the Communist Party, has the right to distribute food. And they're cabinet ministers, the Politburo members, have made it absolutely clear that they will only distribute food to Communist Party members. Card-carrying Communist Party members only will receive this food. And have even said, we don't need a population of 12 million. A population of 6 million will be fine. They've said, we will ensure that our people do not starve, but those who do not support us, they will starve.
But of course, we're told here in America that communism is dead. There's no more communism in the world. We've won the war against communism. Looks like maybe we brought a communist regime to power in Rhodesia or Zimbabwe.
I really wish communism was dead. It certainly deserves to die. It's certainly rejected by most of the people on the ground that I know. However, there is no doubt whatsoever that communism has got over a billion people enslaved in Red China and North Korea, and then we've got to look at Laos and Vietnam and Cuba. There's a lot of people still under communism, so if we want to say communism is dead, maybe in some places of the world, but it certainly hasn't died in the U.S. media, the State Department, or in many of your universities.
Amen to that. Well, let's talk, just to focus in on Rhodesia. My understanding is that over 85% unemployment?
That is correct. While Zimbabwe, and while it was Rhodesia, while the unemployment was lower than 2%, today the unemployment is 85%. I mean, can you imagine 85% of people unemployed? And that's actually a 1.5-year-old statistic. It could be worse by now. Do you know, when I was in Rhodesia, Dr. Stan, a Rhodesian dollar was 3 times more valuable than a U.S. dollar. It took 3 American dollars to buy 1 Rhodesian dollar. Today, it will be something in the region of 12,000 Zimbabwe dollars to buy 1 American dollar. So how's that for liberation and freedom? They've destroyed the savings and the pensions of the old people in Zimbabwe. And this is a catastrophe. You can imagine people who worked the whole life, saved, and they've got a pension, maybe a military pension or a pension in the old age or for their medical emergencies, and now it's worth absolutely nothing. What? One man sold his house in 1980, went overseas, put it in the highest in fixed deposit earnings, came back after 15 years, and he pulled his money out, and it wouldn't even buy groceries for 1 week for 2 people. And that was a house value at Independence.
All right. Now, Chris, let's talk a little bit about what's happening. You know, as far as the whites, my understanding that most of the whites, or many of the whites, have actually fled. I know that Nigeria is actually offering the whites there, you know, a massive loan, no taxes, 5,000 acres of land, something like that, if they'll just come there, because they want them to set up farms so that they can produce food for the people of Nigeria.
Yes, well, in fact, this is the incredible thing, is what the Zimbabwean government is scorning, trampling underfoot, murdering and hounding out their homes. The other countries in Africa are clamoring to welcome to their shores. And yes, Zimbabwe, the communist government of Zimbabwe, has invaded and taken over 5,000 farms of white farmers and looted their farms, destroyed everything, sent the people packing without even being allowed to take their possessions with them in many cases. But the Zambian government, the Malawian government, the Mozambican government and the Nigerian government, amongst others, are welcoming the Rhodesian farmers to their areas, giving them land and, in many cases, even offering them loans. In Nigeria, the government's even offering a $1 million loan, low interest, guaranteed, if they will come and set up and be farmers there, because they know that these farmers are going to provide employment and expertise and ingenuity. And of course, every country needs agricultural self-sufficiency, which Rhodesia had. But now Zimbabwe is having to import food. And the real joke of it, if you can find this funny, Dr. Stan, is that Zimbabwe now is living off corn, maize that they have to import from Zambia. And the maize that's being exported from Zambia is being grown by Zimbabwean farmers who have relocated in Zambia.
Well,
and now they're just paying 3 times more for it.
Now, my understanding is that Mugabe is spending something like $1 million a day to keep a military force from Zimbabwe in communist Congo, where they're supporting the communist regime there. Is that right?
That is true. And Dr. Stan, I'm wondering where the media concern is for the tremendous amount of slaughter that's gone on in the Congo. Congo is a communist country. It's smack in the middle of Africa. It's a huge country. It used to be known as the Belgian Congo. And 3 million people have been killed in the last 10 years. There's a communist dictator, Kabila, who came to power through thuggery and even the assassination of his father, if you can believe that. And Kabila is kept in power, this unpopular, unelected communist dictator. He is kept in power by Mugabe's troops and by troops from Sam Nujoma's Namibia and from Angola and from other Marxist regimes. They're all propping him up. And you have got all kinds of mineral exploitation, where Mugabe owns a whole lot of mines, diamond mines and others there, and the local people are getting nothing, but these communist thugs are sharing the loot of the ransacked riches of the Congo for their own evil ends. So Zimbabwe's body bags are being filled with their soldiers dying in this senseless war in the Congo while they're slaughtering civilians, and they are raping the country of its resources.
Well, now, is the Congo a Christian country? Is it a Muslim country? Or is it animist? What's the religion of the people there?
The majority of the people in the Congo would be animist, but there's a very large number of Christians. There wouldn't be the majority, but there's a large number of Christians in the Congo. We've actually got a mission team there right now, and we would urge your prayers for them, because it's a dangerous country, it's a lawless country, it's an extremely difficult country to travel across, and we've got two frontline missionaries there right now. I think there's three of them right now, they are running a conference and tremendously important work that's going on in the Congo right now. It's a dangerous time in the land, and Robert Mugabe's thugs have actually helped destabilize this huge mineral-rich country, the Congo.
Now, what about Angola? Of course, I understand that the civil war is over there. How many Christians from the UNITA group were slaughtered by, of course, the Marxist government, which was, at least for much of the time, was backed by Chevron Oil and by our own government?
Yes, Gulf Chevron Oil most certainly did support the communist governments and the Cubans there. Dr. Stan, to give perspective on how many have died, in the 15 years of civil war fighting against the Portuguese colonials, 85,000 people died. 85,000 died from 1960 through to 1975. And then in the civil war from 1975 through till 1990, the death toll rose to 300,000. Well, then, after the UN came in, after South Africa defeated the Cubans and the Cubans left, and the UN came in to supervise the first free elections, in the peace under the UN, 650,000 died. So literally twice as many died under the peace of the UN in 4 years than it died in 30 years of war before it.
Now,
so,
of course,
all told, we're talking about a million people.
Were these predominantly Christians, or were they, of course, because I know the UNITA was primarily a Christian movement.
I'm sorry to say that most of the people who've died in Angola have been Christians who've died at the hands of the communists, but the Christians fought well in self-defense, and they did achieve tremendous defeats of the Cuban communists. The Russians and the East Germans had to flee along with the Cubans, and it just is an outrage that the United Nations turned what should have been a victory for freedom and democracy and for Christianity in Angola, turned it into a victory for the communists, because the United Nations betrayed the Christians in Angola. What happened was, during the ceasefire, during the peace treaty that the UN was supervising, the vice president of UNITA, Jeremias Chitunda, was shot dead, murdered, shot in the back of the head with his hands tied behind his back with wire while he was under UN protection, under the UN flag. He was murdered by the Marxists. And then 10,000 UNITA supporters in the capital city of Luanda were killed in 3 days of the elections. Imagine that, 10,000 people murdered in the city during the elections in 3 days. And would you believe the United Nations declared the elections basically free and fair?
And of course, none of this is covered by the press here in the United States. We rarely get a glimpse of what's really going on in the rest of the world, because the people who control our media focus our attention on so many unimportant issues. But of course, if you can fill people's minds with unimportant issues, they can't understand the horror that's taking place in the world today.
Well, yes, I mean, let's face it, America is fighting for its life. You have got Muslim fundamentalist radical terrorists who want to destroy. You've got communists who want to destroy. You've got the communist Chinese buying up your technology and your companies and aiming intercontinental ballistic missiles at you. You have got all kinds of threats from people trying to rewrite your history. So from the combined military threat from radical terrorist regimes and communists, and what are Americans doing? They're concerned with sports and make-believe from Hollywood. And our history is being rewritten. We need to wake up, because our liberty is at risk, and we need to fight for our heritage and for our freedom.
Amen to that. And of course, the great tragedy is the average American has no idea what's really going on today. And of course, the fact that our government is doing everything they can to build up the military potential of the Chinese communists just doesn't make sense. Always finding another reason to give money to the Russians, and believe me, they are still communists, no matter what you read in Time magazine. Putin was with the KGB. And, of course, they control, the communists control the Duma, they control the intelligence, they control the military. But isn't it wonderful to know that we won the Cold War? We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Now, most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago. And it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you will understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox. The fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules, preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement. Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at, and of course our special guest this afternoon is Peter Hammond, who will be flying back to Africa tomorrow. Peter, before I forget it, let's go ahead and get your website, your telephone number out, and of course how people can get copies of your book, specifically your book about Rwanda, which I think is so vitally important, especially with this new video that's come out, Hotel Rwanda, which everyone should see. But of course you bring out what is brought out only indirectly in the film, and that is the French were in complete control of what was going on. They could have stopped it at any time, but they were only Christians who were being slaughtered, so they didn't. Go ahead, and how can people get in touch with you?
Yes, well, we want to be a resource and give you the ammunition you need in the fight for freedom over here in the States too. So Frontline Fellowship's got a website where you'll get a lot of the articles, documentation, first-hand eyewitness reports, photographs, and other resources. That's www.frontline.org.za. Frontline, one word, F-R-O-N-T-L-I-N-E .org.za. Frontline.org.za is our website. And also you can phone our affiliated mission, In Touch Mission International, is based in Arizona, and they've got stocks of our books and tapes and CDs and newsletters. You phone 1-888-918-4100. That's 1-888-918-4100. Ask for the Frontline Fellowship newsletters or PAC, or you can specify, you know, send me newsletters on Sudan or on Zimbabwe or on Rwanda, and they will send you free these first-hand reports with lots of photos and documentation. Or you could ask and purchase the books like Holocaust in Rwanda, Faith Under Fire in Sudan, The Killing Fields in Mozambique. These are first-hand eyewitness reports of the persecution in Africa and the roles of the United Nations, gun control. Remember, Rwanda was a gun-free zone. The liberal news media, United Nations, all of these are exposed. We are not a politically correct organization. We fear God alone, and we want to put the truth out. And people in America have a right to know what actually is going on in Africa, because they're paying for it in many cases.
Well, what is the name of your new book? Because you've got a new book on the Muslim threat in Africa.
The latest book we've just produced, and in fact it's getting tremendous response all over, Slavery, Terrorism, and Islam, The Historical Roots and Contemporary Threat. Slavery, Terrorism, and Islam really is up to date, because there's so much revisionist propaganda that's assaulting Americans at the moment, trying to steal your Christian heritage and brainwash you. This new Ridley Scott blockbuster epic film, for example, The Kingdom of Heaven. My, now, there's nothing accurate in that entire film except disclaimer at the very end that this is a work of fiction. But the film is on the Crusades, and all the Muslims are portrayed in the most honorable and wonderful way. The real hero of the film is Saladin, and the Christians are portrayed in the most heinous way. Everything is just fine and wonderful in the Middle East until the horrible Christians arrive. And this ahistoric piece of propaganda is in every way dishonest. There is not one item in the film that I could look to that was accurate. So really, people need to get this book, Slavery, Terrorism, and Islam, to be able to refute the absolute propaganda that's going on there. We need to understand jihad, and because it's part of it, this book also explains the Crusades and puts it into its context of reacting to centuries of Islamic jihad and slaughter of Christians.
And of course, what people don't understand is that in Africa, of course, you've got your Christians, you've got your Islamic forces, you've got your animist forces, you've got your Marxist forces, so all of those are really coming up against Christianity. How are the Christians holding out there?
Well, surprisingly well, because Africa really is a battle ground. It's a continent in conflict. There's a battle for the soul of Africa. And in many cases, the Christians are actually winning. And this is the extraordinary thing. If prison trends continue, in the next 10 years, Africa will be a majority Christian continent. I don't think people have seen this coming, but it's absolutely remarkable. You take a country like Nigeria. Nigeria is the largest nation in Africa, over 120 million people. A lot of people in one country in Africa, and Nigeria's got a Muslim north and a Christian south. They've also had a war, the Muslim north fighting the Christian south. For the last 36 years, they were under Islamic dictatorships, a Muslim dictatorship. The country was officially Islamic, officially had a majority of Muslim inhabitants. Today, Christians are the majority in Nigeria. They've got a Christian president for the first time ever. They've just had the first free elections ever, thanks to a Christian coup. And in Nigeria, despite the fact that the Muslims have polygamy and violence, they're losing ground. But Christians are winning in the largest nation in Africa. And there's a lot of good stories like that of on the ground, in spite of international treachery, we are seeing the church growing phenomenally in Africa.
All right, well, I'm sure that'll make the people who control our State Department, the Council on Foreign Relations, very unhappy, but we're going to be back here in just a few minutes with Peter Hammond, and, of course, his ministry, Frontline Ministry, and we support it. We hope you will as well. He's on the front line doing what I wish I could do, but I'm getting a little old for that. But when we get back, we'll be talking about Sudan and some of the other countries in Africa that, of course, are in terrible, terrible turmoil.
genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Peter, you were saying about the United Nations coming into the Angola. When did the United Nations get in there?
In 1990, the UN moved into Angola. It was as South Africa was withdrawing from Southwest Africa, you recall. Basically, the Cubans had got defeated in battle. The entire division, mechanized division of the Cubans, had got wiped out. Castro executed as field marshal in charge of Angola. Even though he was a buddy from the earliest days. And part of the whole arrangement was the UN would then come, and the war was over. The communist Cubans and Russians and East Germans and Vietnamese and co left. South Africa withdrew, and now the UN was going to guarantee free and fair elections. And instead, they seemed to be perfectly happy to let the communist government of Angola run the elections, count the votes. Surprisingly, they had the military intelligence run the vote counting. Can you believe it? They still had government monopoly of the media, and the opposition parties were hamstrung in every way, and they called that a free and fair election. Even when the vice president and 10,000 supporters of UNITA were killed in 3 days of the elections in the capital city. So, not surprisingly, the UN failed to improve the situation. All they did was take a bad situation, make it much, much worse, and twice as many died under the 4 years of the UN in Angola than it died in 30 years of war before it. So twice as many, 650,000 people died under 4 years of UN peace. That's double as many as it died in 30 years of war before it.
Now, was this primarily the UNITA people, the Christians, or was this people on both sides?
This would be the death toll on both sides, including civilians, but I would say that probably the majority of people killed would have been the Christians and the UNITA freedom fighters, because they were fighting such overwhelming odds and such superior weapons in the hands of the Marxist forces.
Which, of course, is supplied by Chevron Oil Company, and certainly with the help of... was Russia and China involved there helping the Marxists?
Yes, very much so. Russia and China were heavily involved, and they had troops on the ground. I was being bombed and shelled and rocketed in Angola. At that time, there we were chewing dirt with the... It was just horrific. They were coming in and strafing and rocketing villages back in the 1980s, and it's only by God's grace and by the sacrifice of the UNITA freedom fighters that they managed to fight them to this, to a standstill. And the South African army did a tremendous job too. And at the point where the communists were defeated and they were fleeing, the United Nations basically saved the communist government in Angola when basically everyone thought that what had been arranged was a way that they could peacefully be removed from power, and the communists knew they were beaten. So the UN came back and resuscitated a defeated communist government.
And just like we, of course, turned Rhodesia over to the communists. What about Southwest Africa? What's happening there? Well, I understand that the man who's installed as president is a Marxist. Is there still some stability there in Southwest Africa?
There is stability, but it's fragile, because Sam Nujoma, the Marxist president of Namibia, has expressed support for Mugabe's farm invasions in Zimbabwe, and has started to rattle a saber and make beginnings to what could be an invasion of farms owned by whites in Namibia. So Namibia has not done that yet, but the government has expressed its support for it. So at this moment, we are quite concerned that Namibia could follow the road of Zimbabwe. And why not? Because there's been no great worldwide outrage and serious consequences for Mugabe's thuggery in Zimbabwe. So it's basically giving a green light to other Marxist thugs that they can do these kind of atrocities and outrages themselves.
Well, of course, you know, the thing is that as long as the media in America doesn't focus people's attention on it, why, it's like a non-event, like it never happened. And my understanding, it really is that they're slaughtering the animals in the game reserves in Rhodesia, certainly some of the greatest game reserves in the world. Where are the environmentalists? My understanding, they've slaughtered the elephants and the rhinos and the giraffes and not even using it for meat, just slaughtering them. Wanton slaughter and destruction.
It is absolutely wanton destruction. There is no reason for it. There's no justification. They can't be using it for meat, because we know in many cases they've literally mobilized the Air Force to come in and rocket and strafe herds of elephant with MiG fighter bomber jets and with Hind helicopter gunships. Can you imagine doing that sort of thing? It's just beyond comprehension. All they are doing with this destruction of endangered wildlife and cheetahs and elephants and rhino in Zimbabwe is they're just expressing their bloodlust. Those who hate God love death, and they obviously don't appreciate God's creation.
Are there any good videos that would be available that we could show here that would tell what's really going on in Rhodesia today?
I don't know of any yet, but I would recommend you to a film called Tears of the Sun.
Oh, that's a wonderful story.
Bruce Willis, Tears of the Sun. That's Nigeria, but it's still, even though it's exposing the Muslim Hausa terrorists in Nigeria's actions, it would be pretty accurate for a depiction also of what's going on in Zimbabwe in a slightly different way.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the video which is available now, the DVD of Hotel Rwanda, because what it really shows is, first of all, what of course it doesn't tell us, that the United Nations came in and disarmed the people there so that they could not fight, and then they allowed the machetes to come in with which they simply hacked to death 800,000 Christians. While our State Department was saying, oh, well, we don't want to call it genocide, because there is some acts of genocide, but it's not really a genocide. And that was so beautifully brought out, at least in one scene, where they're listening to the radio, and they're hearing these things coming from America, and they're wondering, why have the American people and the West abandoned us?
Indeed. Dr. Sanders, I've been in Rwanda, and I wrote the book Holocaust in Rwanda. Watching the film Hotel Rwanda was a very emotional experience for me, and I must commend the filmmakers for lifting the veil and giving an inkling to those viewers who will avail themselves of this resource of what has gone on in Africa. And they did it sensitively. I'm glad that they didn't have blood and gore. It has not. It's not exploitative. It's not an R-rated film. It's a PG-13, and they don't show blood and guts and all that. But you still get the message, because the film's focused on the positive, the tremendously uplifting testimony of this hotel manager, this very courageous man who literally saved 1,200 people through tremendous ingenuity, bribes and cajoling and foreign connections. And you know, if he could have saved 1,200 people, it makes you wonder how much the 2,500 United Nations troops could have saved if they had just used their phenomenal resources. But in fact, they stood by and did absolutely nothing. They're not worthy of the name peacekeepers or peace makers at all. But the film Hotel Rwanda is worth seeing. However, you will want to get the book Holocaust in Rwanda as well as a supplement to fill in the gaps and to learn the rest of the story, especially the role of the United Nations in disarming the victims, the role of the U.S. State Department, the French government, the role of gun control. Rwanda was a gun-free zone. And of the World Council of Churches. They all had a hand. And so Hotel Rwanda is an excellent introduction. But if you get the book Holocaust Rwanda, you will have a really great combination and be able to educate your friends on what actually happened and what we can learn about it to prevent such things happening again.
Well, of course, there's one very interesting scene where the Rwandan military comes in, and they're going to kill everybody in the hotel. And of course, the manager puts in a call to why don't you tell that story? It's so important.
This is an extremely important insight in the film, and this is a completely true incident. The vast majority of the film is absolutely factual, which is quite frightening. But when the general and the Rwandese army, the Hutu mass murderers, are sweeping at the hotel to pull them out of their sanctuary, the assistant hotel manager, Paul, phones through to the Belgian office, the headquarters, and he speaks to the president of Sabina, the owners of the hotel chain, and tells them they're all going to be killed. And the hotel owner says, what can we do to stop it? Who can stop this? And the answer of Paul is the French. The French government are the ones arming and training the Rwandese army. And immediately the president of Sabina phones from Brussels through to Paris, gets the French president, and the radio call comes through to the general to cease, desist, and get out there instantly. And he just tells every man to stop and leave immediately. And he says, who did you phone? And it's quite plain the French president had the ability to stop that slaughter of 1,200 people at the hotel. He obviously had influence to save other people too, if he had wanted to.
But of course, I think what's so important that they wanted this thing. They really, this was a massive Christian genocide, and it was aided by England, by the United States, and by France. And of course, the one portrayal of the general there, but actually they portrayed him as a colonel, but in real life he was a Canadian general who wanted to intervene, wasn't allowed to.
That's correct. In fact, that Canadian general, who the Nick Nolte character is based upon, he's written the book I Shook Hands with the Devil, and he most certainly did. And in his book, he has revealed that he knew that the genocide was going to take place ahead of time. He warned Kofi Annan, who was in charge of the peacekeeping operations at that stage, and he requested permission to seize these massive warehouses full of weapons that were stockpiled for the killing of the people, and to arrest some of the key troublemakers ahead of time. A surgical strike. Nobody needed to die. Nobody would have been injured. He could have done it quickly and swiftly when everything was still stockpiled, and he was refused permission. And even when he wanted to rescue people and so on, permission was refused. It's just extraordinary. I must say, as somebody who's been in the military myself, I don't know why he didn't just go ahead and do it and take the court-martial later. At least he could have lived with his conscience, living in prison or wherever. But to do the right thing is more important than following channels when lives are at stake in that scale. But nevertheless, in this film, it has one thing which I've got to object to severely, and that is when it depicts that the United Nations and the superpowers are not getting involved in Rwanda because the people are black. Now, that's just not true, because How many times has the West shown concern for black people? For example, Somalia, 1993, the year before, American soldiers in the UN went in to help black Muslims in Somalia. The fact is, in Rwanda, the people know that they weren't helped because they were Christians. It was nothing to do with skin color, it had everything to do with their faith. And in that scene, what he actually should have been saying is, you are lower than dirt because you're Christians. That's why they won't stop the slaughter. Now, that would have been more accurate than suggesting that race was at the bottom of it. Because after all, Kofi Annan's a Ghanaian. I hardly think that he wasn't wanting to help them because they were black. He didn't want to help them because they were Christians.
And I think that is really so important, Peter, that the average Christian doesn't understand that there are people within the upper echelons of our government and the key people in the United Nations and governments throughout the world with an intense hatred of Christianity, and until people understand that, they can't understand anything that's going on today.
And again, that's the fact, and that's why people need to read this Holocaust in Rwanda book and see what happened back then when the press secretary for Bill Clinton was doing this verbal dance. Well, we do see that acts of genocide taking place, but it's not actually genocide. It doesn't really mean, you know, this kind of absolute double talk Clintonista nonsense. It's got to be exposed, and what the French government did and what the United Nations did and what the liberal media was doing and lying about, and even today that a film could be made to expose this is excellent, but they still left silent the fact that the victims were Christian, and that's why you need to see the film and you need to read the book Holocaust in Rwanda as well as seeing the film Hotel Rwanda. I think together you will have a formidable tool to educate your friends and neighbors and family and have them see exactly what the New World Order stands for. And that's why, at the moment, I believe there are several things before America to join UNESCO and to sign the Law of the Sea, and which would give the United Nations full control over the sea and revenues and so on, and make them phenomenally wealthy and powerful. That's a bad idea. If anyone wants to know why you should not support UNESCO or any other UN aspect or this Law of the Sea Treaty, just look at Rwanda. Look at what the United Nations did and didn't do in Rwanda. I think that'll be the most eloquent answer anyone needs to refute the arguments where people are saying we've got to give the UN a chance and so on.
Well, of course, we recently rejoined UNESCO. The Bush administration pushed that through very, very quickly because they knew, of course, many Americans would object to it, especially since UNESCO has always been a strongly pro-death approach, pro-abortion, other things. Well, anyway,
we must protest that. I think Americans mustn't take this lying down. You've got to protest. You've got to contact your representatives. You've got to write letters to the editor of every publication around, phone in on radio, phone in programs. Be outraged. You do not want to be in the UN. The United Nations should get out of America, and America should get out of the United Nations. The UN is nothing other than the biggest collection of unelected mass murderers in the world. Just face it. Who are the United Nations? The United Nations has no moral standing at all. The vast majority of governments represented at the UN are unelected, and they are mass murdering thugs and dictators. This is the fact. The UN is the biggest collection of mass murdering thugs and unelected dictators on the planet. How is it that they're able to assume some kind of moral high ground and some authority? They have no authority. They're in rebellion to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They're enemies of Christ. They're enemies of American freedom. And it's about time that we really waged war to get rid of the United Nations. They are a threat to world peace.
Amen to that. Well, let's get that telephone number out just one more time where people can get your book.
Certainly. Holocaust in Rwanda and the other book, Slavery, Terrorism, and Islam, are available from 1-888-918-4100. So that's number 1-888-918-4100. You can either ask for the free packet of information frontline or arrange to buy the book or videos. And you can visit our website as well to get a lot of the documentation resources there. It's www.frontline.org.za. Frontline.org.za or 1-888-918-4100. And then ask for Holocaust in Rwanda.
And it's an excellent, excellent book. And, of course, we've read this, and we certainly support Peter Hammond's ministry, and we've recommended it to you. Let me point out that we're running out of time. Apparently, the war in the southern part of the Sudan is at least temporarily over. What about 2 million Christians were slaughtered there?
50 years of jihad, 50 years of war from the government of Sudan on the Christian South. It was genocide, it was slaughter, it was scorched earth, and by God's grace the Christians have won, and there is some peace and freedom in the South of Sudan because of the courage and sacrifice of so many Christians of theirs. And thank you to the listeners who have been praying for Sudan that we can have peace there at this moment.
Amen to that. Well, thank you so very much. Our guest has been Peter Hammond of Frontline Ministries, who is off all over Africa and risks his life on a daily basis. And the people in his team risk their lives, too, going into all of these areas to help the Christians and to bring the word of the Lord here there. Tremendous impact. I certainly commend them to you. Peter, thanks so very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip back tomorrow.
Thank you. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
A very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background to this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM? If you're looking for a comfortable residential care facility for yourself or a loved one, consider Cozy Home in Moss Landing. The 6-bed facility provides nutritious home-cooked meals, special diets, private rooms, recreational activities, on-site podiatry, occupational and physical therapy, 24-hour supervision, as well as housekeeping, personal laundry service, transportation for doctor's appointments, and much, much more. The facility is located at 97 Springfield Road in Moss Landing. Please call Crystal at 831-840-1361. That's 831-840-1361. Or Elsie at 831-840-2410. That's 831-840-2410. And ask for a brochure or a tour of the facility.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. We have a wonderful four-tape set. Wonderful if you consider the truth of the brutality that's gone on in the world against Christians. Wonderful, but it's called the Other Holocaust, and it goes into the Armenian Holocaust. You must understand the first thing that they did in Armenia back in 1915 was to disarm the Armenian people. And then the Turks moved in, and this was simply an effort to kill Christians. They killed about 1,500,000 Christians, and that's when many Armenians came to America to save their lives. And then, of course, there is a wonderful interview with a man who wrote a book entitled, "I Regret to Tell You That Tomorrow I and My Family Will Be Killed." That is the story of what happened in Rwanda. It was written by a man who was there. And, of course, it's really a gripping, gripping interview, several interviews on Rwanda. And you must understand this is all about killing Christians. You will never be told that by our media, because the people who control our media hate Christians. That's the reason they take God and prayer out of our schools. They're not against bringing the God of occultism in and the God of other countries, but we must never, of course, have Christianity, because they want to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. That's why they packed the Supreme Court with Masons, and so from 1941 till 1971, the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. And that's when they took God and prayer out of our schools, because, of course, the Masons worship a different God. You need to get the information we have on this. Of course, the book Unholy Alliances, the book Behind the Lodge Door, and certainly my book, Brotherhood, the Brotherhood of Darkness, that's Unholy Alliances, Behind the Lord's Lodge Door, and Unholy Alliance, and a Brotherhood of Darkness, all books you're not going to hear talked about on any other radio program. But you need to have this information. You need to understand that there's an intense hatred on the part of the people who control the mass media, who control the great tax-exempt foundations, who control the corporations, who control the Supreme Court, and certainly many people in our government who profess to be Christians, and then they would have us join UNESCO. The media suppressing what's going on in Rhodesia today, in Zimbabwe today. The media suppressing the fact that the war in the Congo has killed 3 million people. Imagine what would happen if day after day our attention was focused on that. Imagine the outcry. Instead, of course, we hear about Lacey Peterson and about Michael Jackson and about, you know, who it is who's going to run the NBA Finals. And this is how they control the reality of the American people. They barrage us with unimportant facts while ignoring the important facts. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And get our 4-tape set on The Other Holocaust. And then, of course, if you go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, that's RadioLiberty.com, where you can actually get a list of all of the tape sets we have and the videos and the books that we carry. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day on the Internet and get the information you're not going to get elsewhere. If you'd like to get a copy of this program we did with Peter Hammond, it is available. We'll be doing, I have several interviews with Peter that I've done in the last few days, and all a little bit different. We'll be having him on our Saturday program on KKMC, probably in about 2 weeks, I think, on the 11th, the half-hour program we did just this morning. You need to have the information. You need to help us get it out. Freedom is lost when good people are not involved. And believe me, the wicked people are involved because they have an agenda. They want to destroy this country. They want to bring about a new world order. And they want, of course, to destroy Christianity. And there is a conspiracy against Christianity today. They've infiltrated every one of our major foundational areas. They've infiltrated our churches and our schools. They've infiltrated our courts. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our protection and our provision. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.